This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million, more than 3.2 million in the U.S. A long-expected upturn in the U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. That's according to data on the pandemic. The number of deaths per day from the virus had been falling for months, even have remained down as states like Florida and Texas saw explosions in cases and hospitalizations. And reported daily U.S. infections broke records several times in recent days. Scientists warned it would not last. A coronavirus death, when it occurs, typically comes several weeks after a person has been first infected. And experts predicted states that saw increases in cases and hospitalizations would at some point see deaths rise as well. U.S. President Donald Trump wore a mask during a visit to a military hospital on Saturday. It is the first time the president has been seen in the public with the type of facial covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading or becoming infected by the virus. Mr. Trump flew by helicopter to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington, D.C. to meet wounded service members and health care providers caring for COVID-19 patients. As he left the hospital, I should say left the White House, he told reporters, "When you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask." More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese vaccine developer CanSino Biologics is in talks with Russia, Brazil, Chile, and Saudi Arabia to launch a phase 3 trial of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. China's success is driving down COVID-19 infections, has made it harder to conduct large-scale vaccine trials, and so far, only a few countries have agreed to work with it. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the fairer economic systems are needed and urged for a future vaccine for the new coronavirus. Speaking in pre-recorded messages to the International AIDS Society conference, Guterres said that a future vaccine against the virus should be a people's vaccine. The United States has poured billions of dollars into vaccine efforts at Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Novavax, and AstraZeneca. J&J said it is aiming for 1 billion doses. Pfizer and BioNTech are pursuing a vaccine and have said they aim to have 1.2 billion doses by the end of 2021. The United Nations Security Council approved aid deliveries to Syria through one border crossing from Turkey today after its authorization for the six-year-long humanitarian operation ended, leaving millions of Syrian civilians in limbo. The United Nations describes the aid delivered from Turkey as a lifeline for Syrians in the country's northwest. The 15-member council had been deadlocked, with most members pitted against Syrian allies Russia and China, which abstained in the council's fifth vote this week on that issue. 12 members voted in favor, while the Dominican Republic also abstained. The successful vote came after two failed votes on Russian proposals and two vetoes by Russia and China of resolutions drafted by Germany and Belgium. Residents of Seoul paid their respects to South Korea's capital's late mayor, Park Won-soon, at a public memorial set up in his honor. City Hall officials opened the memorial outside its offices amid an outpouring of public sympathy over Park's sudden death Friday amid reports that he had been implicated in a sexual harassment complaint. The 64-year-old was found dead on a wooded hill in northern Seoul early Friday, about 7 hours after his daughter reported to police he had left her a will-like, a verbal message, and then left their home via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.